This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're our first male guest.
Ooh.
You're also our second guest.
Well, first of all, don't just throw that around all willy-nilly, thinking I just... No, yeah, I'm...
You are a man.
All right. Yeah.
I think, unless you don't want to be identified.
I'm not holding on to it very strongly, my manhood. I'm really... Anyone can snatch it away anytime they like.
Okay, I might. Because I would like to try it. Let's fucking rock and roll. What the date? January 17th. In case you wanted to use that, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, the date is January 17th.
Well, now people just know when we record it. It's not that date now, if you're hearing this.
It's a different date now.
It is a different date.
Welcome to the future!
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Demi.
Oh, I'm Yel. And there's someone else? There's someone else
there
here.
There is someone else here.
I am here.
Oh, shit. Who is that?
You know him from Comedy Central. You know him from his album, Homo Negro Superior. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Solomon Giorgio.
Welcome to the pod. Thanks for being here.
That was, I think, the funnest introduction I've ever gotten. Ever doing a podcast.
Did the confetti cannons help?
Ever. I did. It was a big help.
Great. Yeah,
you guys can't see it, but a pinata just dropped out of the ceiling.
We'll get to that after the show.
So in case you couldn't hear it over that raucous tune, we got Solomon Giorgio.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Solomon.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, I was telling you a second ago, you're the first male guest.
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
And last.
Yes. I want you guys to bring the bar high and then never let anyone under.
Especially if it's a limbo bar, because as you said, you're tall. So just so you guys can visualize.
As you said off air, you're tall.
Just like to paint a picture.
I can't prove it in real life, but I am.
They'll see the photo and be like, oh, yeah, that is a tall man.
I am taller than the president.
Solomon, how was your week, my man?
It was very good. I got back into Los Angeles.
From?
I was on a mini tour.
Ooh.
I got to go back home to Seattle for a bit, and then I got to go to Minneapolis for the first time in my life. And I had a great time at the shows. But that city is cold.
Minneapolis, yeah.
I didn't know you were from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. I live
she's
there.
From Seattle.
Well, I'm from Orcas Island.
So she's a liar.
I'm from Seattle adjacent, yes. But I'm from a remote island where Free Willy was filmed.
Exactly. There's a...
I like that you say a remote island. Like one of the islands where Free Willy was filmed.
Yeah.
San Juan's, baby. Represent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to take a ferry to get out there from Seattle.
Have you been there?
To Orcas Island?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I went there, and I was like, I don't need to come back.
I mean, I do live here now, so there is that.
That is true. But it is a curse of living in the areas around Seattle that you have to... No one knows them, so you have to, like, I'm from Seattle.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm. And then people like me who live there are like, no.
No, you're not. No, you're... That's why Demi's like, oh, she's from Seattle. I'm like, Orcas Island.
That's like when people are like, where are you from? And I'm like, Dallas. And they're like, oh, I'm from Texas. Then I go, oh, Plano.
Yeah.
I know Plano, Texas.
There you go. Is it the heroin? An epidemic that we
had. Oh wow! I was there for work when I was my corporate jobs in the past.
Ah,
it's a very industrial.
Missed the heroin boom.
Well, I'll hopefully can reignite it when at the next summer.
So if you're just joining us, like Solomon is, again, thank you, Solomon.
Thank you.
What we do here, we find a great jam,
mm-hmm.
a hit jam, maybe a bad jam, just a jam.
It's just a jam
that you probably know, right?
Sure.
And then we take it upon ourselves.
To punch it up.
Just to punch it up.
We fix it. Because, you know, most songs are broken, and we're professionals. So we fix them.
Yeah, you know, like.
For free.
Oh, yeah.
We're funny, right?
Sure.
Like, we're qualified to do this.
Please.
Oh, so we're doing a service.
Yeah.
Oh, really, man. This is a public service.
We should bill them after this.
Right?
Whoever the song.
You are all going to receive bills in your mail.
I just think it's really rude that every other industry gets to remake stuff into oblivion, and songs don't. You know?
When you said every other industry, I was thinking like construction people?
Sure. They refurb old barns into houses. I saw it on Grand Designs last night.
That's true. I don't think we've said the title of the show yet.
Punch up the jam. Solomon, feel free to jump in.
Okay, I didn't know that.
We punch up the jam. There it is.
I love that you went with the inflection too.
I have radio voices that I usually hide.
Really?
Don't
your
hide
natural
those.
Voice kind of sounds
punch
like a radio.
Punch up the jams. You are now tuning into Radio Indiana.
We are using that for every ad now.
That's amazing.
That was beautiful.
What are you doing with stand up?
I know.
So good.
I probably
yeah. You should use your voice for something that is different.
Something else I don't want to do.
So today, you boys ready for this jam?
I guess so.
Do you know what it is? I think you do. Here's a little taste. Uh-oh. Let's throw it way back, baby. Where are we going? We're going to 2001. Bad year.
Oh, those that howl.
What is that? Is that a person?
Oh. No, but this is.
What, this person? That's
oh,
a man?
Oh.
Wait, I never noticed that. That guy was really good.
Oh, that guy is so great.
Oh. Oh.
It sounds like one of the conga players like accidentally let his drum go. It was like, oh.
Oh.
We're keeping it. We're going to keep that. Mix it in. It's going
to
be good.
Only one take? Okay.
I also love, like, I just want to take it back to that sexy voice in the beginning. It's like, huh. It's like a baby. You know, but it's like sexy.
It is a very sexy baby.
So if you don't know this song, it's called Whenever, Wherever. But like, honestly, you could switch those up. No one would know.
I always do.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And that is sung by
none other. Is it Whenever,
other.
Wherever?
Yeah.
Whenever, Wherever.
Whenever, Wherever?
Yeah.
I always say Wherever, Wherever.
I do too.
So do I. It feels better, right?
Yeah.
It just makes sense phonetically.
Well, the first punch up is done. Switch those two words.
There we go.
And if you don't know who that's singing, it's Columbia sweetheart Shakira.
If you don't know who that's singing, what's wrong with you?
Hey, maybe some people are young, man.
Well, also, actually, we haven't gotten to the words, so they did
well,
not hear
but
her
also,
singing.
Not knowing who Shakira is should be a crime.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Hello, let's one more time for Africa, am I right?
Wait, what?
That's the other song that's good from her.
Wait, she has a song called One More Time for Africa?
Yeah,
it's like,
Waka.
Waka. Flocka Flame, though, so it's called. It's like Waka Waka, let's hear it for Africa.
Are you thinking of Pac-Man?
Well, there's actually that's the remix of the song.
Oh, I never heard the original.
Yeah, it's really.
It's a weird tune. It's like fun, but you're kind of like, I don't know how to feel about this.
I mean, I know hips don't lie, so yeah. she's got a blank check from me to do whatever she wants.
And she's like the host of that show. I think it's called The Voice, but it could be one of the other ones.
Oh, there are too many of them to know.
It's really hard. They kind of interchange their hosts.
Right.
So it's really...
She's also the voice of the giraffe in Zootopia.
Dummy's favorite movie.
Okay. Second favorite.
True. His most favorite is Click. So a little facts about Shakira, you guys. Listen to this. This is actually her third album this song was on.
I already knew that.
You did?
Yeah.
No, you did.
Big Shakira.
She had two Spanish albums.
She did. Oh, my God.
Before that. And they were more. She was actually considered the Spanish Alanis Morissette.
Really?
That's bullshit.
That's not bullshit. She
no,
that's true. More rock.
Also, the phrase Spanish Alanis is great.
Yeah.
I know. That should have been her band name.
Yeah. Oh, no. If you want to talk about tidbits about random pop celebrities from the 90s, I am filled with them.
Oh, my God. I can't believe. I feel like that's like the most hipster move you could ever say is that you knew Shakira before she started singing in English.
I don't think that's very cool.
People just be like, oh, okay.
I actually have divulged that information before. And no one was impressed.
Well, you're in the right space to impress people with that, especially if you got more Shakira tidbits, because I researched a lot and I couldn't find a ton, but a couple of things. Additional songwriting in the song by Gloria Estefan.
Ooh.
And then my other favorite part about this that I'll tell you now before we get into the tune is that on the same record, she also released a Spanish version of the song called Suerte.
I listened to it.
Yep. Oh my God, so did I even have it. But we'll get to that in a minute. So let's kind of get into it, right? Let's get into the, just from the top, baby. We can hear that guy go, whoa, again.
Is that like a wolf or some sort of rooster?
That's what's it. It's a stringed instrument, I think.
Oh,
he's back.
So if you couldn't understand what she said, it was lucky you were born that far away so we could both make fun of distance.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is it like, I'm glad that you were also not from this country so we can both go, like, we can both bond over being foreigners?
I don't know, because the term is making fun of distance.
Yeah.
So like, haha, distance sucks,
man,
dude.
Going a long way.
I will say, the reason I mentioned the Spanish part is that I'm not fluent in Spanish by any means, but I did read that this was written in Spanish. So maybe some of these weird isms, well, it's not a word, it's fine, are because it was translated strangely.
No. She speaks perfect English, so
yeah.
The translations are accurate assessment.
Yeah, I think Song Facts got it wrong on that one.
It's like, maybe the words got mixed up between the translation. Yeah, if the person didn't already speak both of the language.
Exactly. Well, in Spanish... I will say I like the way it sounds a lot better.
It's me good. Too. It's so... I mean, maybe it's just because I don't know what she's saying that I'm like, wow, how beautiful. But it also just... I like the fact that it rhymes still in Spanish.
Yeah.
I think that's super cool.
So clever. Can you imagine the brain power it takes to, like, translate something to rhyme in another language?
Yeah.
And then also be poignant?
To know two languages, period. I'm like, what are you...
Well,
that's
first
crazy.
Of all, translating it to rhyme makes sense. The poignancy, I don't know if that's...
Maybe lost them. Because the second half of that line is... Lucky that I love a foreign land for the lucky fact of your existence. So, okay, maybe she loves someone that lives in a different country. And so, like, oh, dude, you're lucky that I like this place. Otherwise, yeah. I wouldn't date you.
I think that's what
lucky
that meant.
That I
still don't get why you'd make fun of distance. Like, I don't see how you bully distance. You're like, yo, 20 meters, haha, pretty short. 100 meters, get out of here.
Yeah, I don't. That makes...
I'm like trying to get it. I don't.
I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know what to.
Is it making fun of travel?
Maybe. I feel like it's making fun, like just making fun of the fact that they both have distance.
Maybe it's like kind of a mistranslation, like making light of it.
Maybe.
Like we don't take it, like we're not upset about it. But I don't know. Making fun of it's more fun for me to imagine.
Or maybe it's like we can make fun out of distance.
Oh,
like,
there you go.
Make fun from this distance.
Oh, we can make fun.
Of distance.
At each other.
Yeah.
Oh, see, we're the dumb ones. Okay.
I think we're just not on Shakira's level.
No one is. Will we ever be? No one's on Queen Shakira's level.
The only other person who was co-wrote the song.
Hell yeah. Very true.
Okay, second verse. Baby, I will climb the Andes so late. Come freckles on your body. Never could imagine there were only 10 ways to love somebody. Baby, I would climb the Andes. Shout out South America. Solely to count the freckles on your body. That's like kind of sexy.
That is romantic. But I also feel like it's weird that she chose to count the freckles on your body as the thing. Just because I'm like, that's not really like a thing of romance.
You
I
don't
guess.
Do that?
No.
To your lovers?
I do not.
Well, first of all, not everyone I've ever been in relations with had freckles. It's a really...
Well, yeah, it's very specific.
It's a very specific thing.
Sleeping with the Wendy's girl. So, maybe.
Just, like, I'm also trying to visualize that. You're like, I mean, because on paper, it sounds really romantic, but really trying to make that real, it's like one, two.
But
three.
It's just staring at someone for a while.
There's one inside your butt crack. Got like seven. Like, it just, how long would that go on?
Well, and there's also, there's different volumes of freckles, too.
Yeah.
There's people that have just like, oh, I have a couple of freckles.
Right.
Look at them. And then there are just landscapes.
Millions.
Yeah. It's just,
it would take
what are you,
you
doing?
Years to count them all. And then how could you possibly keep
It'd
track?
It'd be easier to climb a mountain.
Right. She,
which
like,
is why
she's
like,
the lead.
Look, I'll do one of these two things.
Yeah.
You pick.
I'm also like, at what point is it like the freckles touching so many other freckles? It's just one freckle.
Ooh, what are the rules? Yeah, what are the rules of the count?
Is it like nachos? You know what I mean?
More specific.
What
do you mean
like
nachos?
You know that line from Saving Silverman? If they're all stuck together, it's one nacho.
You know that line from Saving Silverman. The movie we've all seen.
The thing is that I did watch that movie and I know exactly the line you're talking about.
See?
What is going on?
It was Jack Black and Steve Zahn sitting on the couch and
any
they were
comedy
pointing
dork
up,
saw this movie and was like, hell yeah.
I didn't say it was a good movie.
No. It was just the right time and place, you know? I don't
sure.
know. Let my sister has freckles, so I feel like I can speak to this. It'd be too many to count. If you have freckles, like, and you're known as a freckle person, you a lot of freckles.
Yeah, if somebody's like, I'll count the freckles on your body, you'd be like, whoa. It's like somebody saying, I'll make love to you all night long. Like, that's a whole night?
Yeah. That's much 9 hours. Exactly.
I feel like someone saying they'll count the freckles on your body is like being asked to sit still for a portrait. Like, it's just, are you done yet? No? Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
And also, take a picture.
Right.
I kind of alluded to this a minute ago, but like, you have freckles in places you don't necessarily want people to be examining, especially people you're trying to sleep with. You know what I mean?
But she loves this person so much that it doesn't matter.
And then the second line on that is, never could imagine there were only 10 million ways to love somebody.
A very confusing line.
Kind of a non sequitur. Wow. But it's romantic.
Didn't know there's only 10 million ways to love somebody.
It feels weird to me to start with, like, never could imagine, suggesting that what's about to happen is, like, unfathomable, but then also be like, but it is capped at how much you can love someone, and it's 10 million. It feels like a specific choice.
I think Shakira is into an exorbitant amount of counting.
That's the premise here.
Oh, maybe the amount of freckles on this person's body is 10 million.
There you go.
She loves every single freckle.
Oh,
and that every freckle within it is the way she loves them.
And those are the only ways to love somebody.
Yeah. It's like, you can cook them for them. Nah, dude.
I'm going to climb a mountain. I'm going to count the freckles. And exactly that amount is how much I can love them.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. There's not a better explanation. And I did look at the Spanish lyrics to try to see if there was something to get there. And they're kind of identical. There's not a lot to go off of. Granted, again, I'm not fluent in Spanish, so don't fact check me there.
Don't fact check us.
Okay, and then...
Oh, I love this part.
What?
The next part.
Oh, the yodel?
Yeah.
I love that.
So good. She sounds like a Colombian Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah. It's the same part of the voice.
Yeah.
I love that she says, I'm at your feet, too, because that's like kind of kinky. You know? Like, oh, what are you doing down there?
Yeah, I mean, if she's down at her feet. Yeah, yeah.
I know. Sure.
What do you think it means?
I don't know. Just standing in front of someone?
Yeah.
At your feet? That's like a servant thing.
Yes.
But no, if they're on their feet. She's at their feet.
But is she... Okay, she says she's at their feet.
She didn't mention which part.
Wait, so she's like crouching at your feet? She's standing at your feet.
I don't know.
Is she looking at the feet?
She's...
That's true.
Does she have a foot fetish?
Maybe it's like she's counting... Maybe the lelo lelo is her way of counting the freckles, and then she's like, by the way, I'm at your feet.
Maybe the lelo lole is serenading the toes, because she's big time into feet.
Yes, that's canon now.
I just want to know what that means from not a pervert's brain.
What, for I'm at your feet?
Uh-huh.
Well, as not a pervert, I will tell you, it means that she is right there.
Yeah.
Just in front of you?
Yeah, two perverts over here confirming that it's just right there.
At your feet, yeah.
Yeah, I trust you. I trust you guys.
It's always nice to get the pervert opinion and the non-pervert opinion.
I just like to play a little, like, sexy advocate, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Also, those drums are just the toom, 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 toom. You can't not get excited for that.
Do you want to hear it again?
Please.
I'm at your feet. Whenever, wherever, we're meant to be together. I'll be there and you'll be near. And that's the deal, my dear.
This song is so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I have to say, I only wanted to do this song for one line that we haven't gotten to yet, which is why if it sounds like we don't have a lot to say, I don't. It's bomb.
Because it's a near unpunchable jam.
I have nothing mean
to
say. Nope.
Shakira, again, Colombian
slightly
queen.
Confused, questioning the lines. Nothing mean about it.
Yeah.
So we're meant to be together. I'll be there and you'll be near. And that's the deal, my dear.
My dear.
I love that she's like, and that's the deal. Shake on it.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No negotiations needed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine for a second this was actually a conversation you were having with, like, someone you were flirting with or maybe about to date? And they were like, listen, here's the deal. I'll be there. You'll be near.
And that's the deal. I'll be like, oh, that seems easy.
That's enough. That's all I got to do.
That's super doable. Reasonable, right?
That's a very reasonable situation.
And then the second half of the chorus goes a little something like this. They're all And then, personally, my favorite part.
I love a good pan flute solo. Every song should have one.
Goes on a little longer than you think it's gonna.
Wait, but before we go on,
yeah,
they're over, here under.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I do not know.
I genuinely looked at it for a little bit and then was like, am I misunderstanding or is this just a confusing part?
I think she just says it backwards.
They're over. Here under.
So she's just inverting them?
Over there, under there.
Or they're here, under, over. And then she just makes
it. Sort of like, I think it's just not just a complete...
poetic license.
She just had to rhyme with wonder.
Yes.
I don't know, though, because it does feel like old, like timey British conversation. Maybe.
Like, I'll meet you there over.
Or and here under, here we under. Should, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Something, something.
She clearly knows more about this language than we do.
It's mostly like, no matter where you look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be right here.
So it's like a fun way of saying whenever, wherever without repeating whenever, wherever.
Exactly.
And I'm especially respectful of it considering, again, English was her second language and she's speaking it like a king of England. That is so cool to me.
It feels like she's singing as four different people at
all
times.
Oh, yeah,
she
does.
Like, there's that part where she sounds like the lead singer of the Cranberries, where she's like, you'll never have to wonder.
Yeah. It's like breaking into a yodel almost.
It's a cross-section. Lead singer from Cranberries, Cher, and Celine Dion.
Mm, yes.
Just a perfect...
The Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, that's a perfect way to describe it. Wow. Solid.
Thank you so much. I've been thinking about this for years.
So does that mean we can now get rid of those three and just have Shakira?
Well, we're down to where we lost one.
That is true.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, we can almost make it work. Cher, Kira. No. I can't figure them all out there.
Charcuterie? Is that what you're trying to say?
Charcuterie?
Oh, right. That's what it was.
Oh, yes. Charcuterie.
Also a thing I like. Just kidding. I'm vegan. And the second part of that is we can always play by ear, but that's the deal, my dear.
That's the part that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can just play it by ear, and that's the deal. It's like, well, that means there's no deal.
I know. It's the best deal.
You just got rid of the deal.
Look, we'll see where this goes, but also, that's my offer.
I know. It's like Fight Club. She's like, listen up, number two.
I signed a contract, but when she picked it up, it was on water.
Which is a great tie-in to the video, actually.
Oh, I have not seen the video.
What?
I gotta see the video.
Oh, my gosh.
This video played on TRL constantly.
Until we chose to do this song, I could not tell you more than just the title words of this song.
Demi!
What? Wow. I like Shakira, but
how'd you miss the Shakira train?
It sounds like I missed every song.
Well, first of all, this song also had a making the video.
Oh, yes, it did. Shot on a green screen, believe it or not. It looks very real.
It's funny, very, very, very wonderful. Making the videos are... hers was one of the best. The only one that's as good as hers, that was better than hers, was Beyonce's Crazy in Love.
I didn't get to see that one!
I had a premiere party at my house.
You did not?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, did people come?
Of course. All of my coworkers at Denny's at the time came over.
Did you like have snacks out?
Well, it was just mostly us getting drunk.
Yeah, of course.
In a living room.
Of course, yeah. I watched the Good Charlotte ones a lot. In fact, I remember watching those repeatedly.
Yeah, I don't recall any of those.
I don't think you should. They're not worth recollection.
But mostly, I watch a lot of the Hype Williams ones, which were my favorite ones.
Well, they're still, like, hold up.
Oh, yeah. But they're all on green screen, and that's just
the greatest.
Did Hype Williams make the Shakira one?
No, he didn't do that one.
Oh, okay. For a second, I really thought I fucked up with that checking.
No.
I just found out today.
Hype Williams is a certain style.
Yes, I was like going to say, that doesn't feel like it, but maybe, I don't know, it was like, he owed him a favor, I don't know. Just today I found out. They shot frame for frame exact reenactments of this video in both languages. There's two videos. There's Suerte, Wherever, Wherever, and then Whenever, Whenever, I can't say this. And both of them are the exact same video.
But the only difference is she's
lip-syncing in Spanish and lip-syncing in English.
To be fair, the choreography isn't that insane.
Okay. But it still looks exactly the same.
Yes, most of it's usually her walking in front of a green screen and then
come
dancing
on, the horses, bro? The horses?
The horses were on the green screen.
I don't know, man. They look pretty real.
What are the horses?
She stands in the desert with horses running past her. And it looks like she's going to get trampled, but it definitely is a green screen because they're a little bit too big to be real.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like a Lord of the Rings situation.
There weren't horses there.
So did they have
to... No, they were not real horses. We just looked it up.
Okay. I was like, did they have to retake those with the horses? But then I'm realizing...
They just had to take it all. I'm guessing same day. They just did the whole English shoot and then we're like, let's wrap and reset Spanish.
Yeah. I think the only thing that had to be done differently was her mouthing the Spanish words.
Right.
Oh, dude, though. It's such a good video.
It is.
It's
just like peak 2001. That and like the I'm a Survivor Destiny's Child video to me are like the early 2000s videos of note.
However, Shakira's video is definitely of higher quality than I'm a Survivor.
Oh, definitely. The costumes in I'm a Survivor. I mean, we're getting very off topic now, but I'm okay with it because you gotta look up the costumes. They always did the same print, but different cuts. So Beyonce would get like a tube top. Michelle always got screwed. She always had long sleeves. And then like Kelly would get like the one shoulder.
Exactly. It's the whole set is like a Nickelodeon game show Survivor set.
Yeah, it's like Gullah Gullah Island.
It's real, really?
It's not. They definitely are trying to make it look like they're stranded on an island, but the set is so cheap and it's
like the set from Survivor, maybe.
Survivor's not shot on a set.
You know what? As soon as I said that, I was like, wait a minute.
Have you even seen Legend Jeff Probst's show?
I've never seen a single video in my life.
<It's true. laughs> The last one Demi didn't know was Crash Into Me. He didn't know that song. So it's from like Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
He's never heard it. Isn't that crazy?
That's such a good life.
Not anymore. The other day, I caught myself singing, and I was just like, ugh, this sucks.
Sorry.
This is what this podcast does to us.
It does. It ruins songs. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry if it ruins Shakira for you. I hope it
won't. There's no way.
Okay, good.
It's the most impossible thing in the world to do.
Okay, good. And then my favorite thing is that the second verse has a little bit extra at the top. Then we're going to get into my favorite lines.
Oh,
so
I know. I can't even think about this set of lyrics because I'm so excited for the next set of lyrics.
Well, don't worry. I'll tell you what they were. Lucky that my lips not only mumble, they spill kisses like a fountain.
That's almost poetic.
This whole song is poetic.
Like the rhythm of that phrasing is very nice.
It is, right?
I have nothing to say about it.
I know, it's
but
great.
But also, I think the issue with the mumble part is she, like, I'm a quiet woman?
I think maybe that she, like, stumbles on her words. Or maybe she just doesn't talk that loud. I don't know.
I feel like it's just supposed to be a synonym for talk.
Is it?
I feel like it, but... Well, just in the way that she's using it. I don't know if it says anything about the way she talks. Like, maybe it's...
She's like, I'm Shakira, I'm 22 years old, and that's my song.
Lay low.
Just a quiet person.
I would be shocked if that was true, but it probably
lucky.
Is.
No, Shakira, Shakira's...
She's phenomenal.
She's wonderful and loud and vibrant.
Bombastic.
The thing, too, that's fun about this verse is that they both start with lucky, as the first verse did, and the Spanish name of the song's lucky. And I kind of feel like the English version, maybe we missed out on more of the like lucky scenarios.
I wonder if she didn't want to call the English one lucky because of the
Britney Spears
song.
Hello, of course.
It's actually, that probably makes the most amount of
this
sense.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
She's so lucky. That song's unpunchable. I think about that song.
We'll get there, bud.
Oh,
we're punching that one.
I think you're definitely going to, yeah.
Yeah.
I think about that song like once a week.
Well, I should save it for that app.
Yeah,
yeah. It definitely happened to her.
Because I will get easily derailed.
Yeah, that one I could talk about for days. But it is in my Spotify most played, so go figure. Are you ready for my favorite line and the reason I chose this song?
Hit it.
Okay. I keep on my breath are small and humble, so you don't
confuse them with nothing. That is so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so crazy.
I also love that she does the like the rap thing where like they drop the music out for the punchline.
Because they knew that.
Oh,
was
yeah,
a
they're
crazy
like,
line.
This is the line. This is what we brought Gloria Estefan in for.
In case you couldn't hear what they said, she said, lucky that my breasts, not titties, not boobs, my breasts are small and humble. So you don't confuse them with mountains.
Would you have rather she said something besides breasts?
I don't know.
I loved second reference to mountains. Happy again. B, who confuses giant breasts for mountains?
Mountain!
That's my favorite.
I
want to
know who this dude is. That's
Look, I'm just saying, I do it a lot.
That you're like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I squeezed them so hard. I just forgot they were your tits and I thought they were rocks.
I say that I'm going for a hike and then someone says, ow, and I go, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, those are your milk bags. I thought it was a milk bag.
I do say milk bags and they're like, well, thank you for referring to them this way.
I'm like, I really want to know, is it better or worse, breasts, tits, boobs, jumbos, lumps, like
keep going.
Jugs, milk bags, sacks. I mean,
oh,
like,
I didn't.
We could have done anything here. Is breasts? How do we feel about breasts? I don't know personally.
I
love them.
In a romantic love song, I think breasts is where you kind of stay.
Yeah,
I mean, on a man. I'd be like, yeah, like, you know, I was like swallowed in his breast. Like, sure. But do you refer to like a woman breast?
Yeah, but if
in a romance?
She was like in the middle of this song and she's like, lucky my titties are small and humble.
That would be very just like, whoa, totally. Weird choice.
Look at them, my titties are small. It wouldn't read as well either.
It doesn't at all.
No, I think breast has like
breast
a certain unctuousness to it.
Because it makes them sound. Like, it's just
sophisticated.
A wonderful...
It's more factual than it is, like, just being like, we know what we're talking
about.
Well,
that's kind of why I'm like, is it... Like, if she did refer to, like, her, you know, downstairs at all, would she be like, lucky my labia are small and thin, so... Like, would she be that specific, you know what I mean?
I think she would have another word for labia, which is just the smallest part of the
vagina. Little labia. The miniature vagina piece.
Lucky my labia's tiny. Like my majoras.
Yeah, come on. It's just so scientific, you know? Like, lucky my breasts. I don't think I've ever called my boobs breasts except at the doctor. Ever. I've never been like, oh, yeah, grab my breast. Oh.
I feel like there's no good way to refer to breasts in a song that isn't, like, gonna draw attention to, like, like, in a sexual way, aside from the word breast.
Dude, you're so right. Like, we don't have a fun, neutral way of saying boobs. It doesn't exist.
Boobs is the closest we've got.
We have so many for penises.
Even tits feels like skeevy.
Tits feel skeevy. That's why I like to reclaim it. Mm. I call them tits all the time because I'm like, yo, I'm owning
it. Yeah,
I
guess.
That's why you're a pervert.
Yeah, I think if you point at it, said like, look at her breasts, it's like, hey, what are you, calm down.
Yeah, it's like, but still, you might be like, no, I'm just, you know, they're supple. Like, you could use certain language that wouldn't feel as gross as, like, boobs.
They're non-mountainous.
They're still gross, don't get me wrong. But, like, boobs is like, it feels like a 13-year-old boy.
It's I feel like it's because it just, the way it escapes your mouth, like, boo.
Boobs.
It's like boobs.
It's like
it feels
the onomatopoeia
so immature.
Of it. When you see boobs, you're like, boobs.
Yeah, I've been sticking to titties for quite some time.
It's fun. It's funnest to say.
The most straightforward one. No one ever argues. And titties is such a good word that a kid usually doesn't know what that means.
It's
I
true.
I feel like if I said breasts, somebody would be like, I think that's what that is.
Yeah, and also, like, I feel weird calling a part of my anatomy the same thing we call, like, a piece of meat, you know?
Like, I refer to my penis as a drumstick.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Like, my drumstick small and humble. So you have to use it with some chicken.
We just breeze right past the fact that she's owning having small tits and bragging about it. That is tight. I love that.
It does rule, especially
because...
It is
a very historical moment.
It is, right?
She phrases it in a way that it's like, having big tits is weird. Just like, yeah,
well,
confuse them with mountains.
Actually, I don't know if it's weird as much as it's risky. Someone might think it's a mountain.
Right, an explorer might.
Try to claim it. Put a flag
in
it.
Up. Yeah.
Just stick it right in your... Nope, not going to do it. It's hurting my boobs thinking about it. I didn't realize this... I mean, obviously this is going to stand out to everyone. That's a crazy line. And you're right. The music totally drops out.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted you to hear it and be like, ooh, it's kind of tempting, but also weird.
I almost expect like an, oh, when they come back from it.
Well, in the video, she's like presenting her breasts.
Really?
And they're like not that small, though. Like, yes, with this line, she became captain of the itty bitty titty committee, but they're not that small.
Are they smaller than mountains, though?
They're...
I mean, are we saying hill is a mountain?
She's not. Yeah, she's
so like a square is a rectangle situation.
I would say she's like a she's definitely on the like the end of being an A cup.
Yeah,
and B cup.
Okay.
Which is like when I'm like, I have small boobs. Like it's smaller than Shakira's, but I do appreciate that she's reclaiming small boobs as a cool thing because that doesn't happen that often.
This was how long ago now?
Oh no, it was 17 years ago.
It didn't work.
Yo, that means there's a 17-year-old alive that could have never heard this song.
Don't talk to me like that. I really don't.
There's also probably a 50-year-old alive who has never heard this song.
Yeah,
not in my parameter.
Because you're just constantly playing it.
This song was played everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I have the sales.
Yeah.
8 million combined physical digital copies.
Yeah. Way to go, Shakira.
Which Wikipedia claims makes it one of the best-selling singles of all time, but that seems like a stretch to me.
That sounds insane. Flat-out lie, Wikipedia.
That's a lie. Because I looked up the most successful. It's White Christmas by Bing Crosby that has like 55 million.
Jesus.
So I'm like, 8 million, that's small potatoes.
Yeah.
It's not up there.
Unless there's such a giant gap.
Yeah, no
it's
one's
like
hit
55 million and then 9 million.
Michael Jackson, the Beatles couldn't touch it.
No, they have
just
too many
Shakira's
songs.
Whenever, wherever.
I didn't realize that a lot of like things were written about that specific lyric. And when I was researching, I found all these crazy quotes from when this song came out. Like, Yahoo Music, which maybe was relevant then, said, despite such bemusement-inducing lyrics, such as this line,
sure,
it still manages to make you sit up and fancy the synthetic fiber trousers off of her.
What?
And then he found out it was written by a woman.
Synthetic fancy trousers?
Maybe it was a weird time for think pieces in 2001. No. Like, I don't know.
No, people were writing like normal.
Like, I don't know.
This is a weird
person. There's no excuse for this.
But then...
That's a danger of looking up certain reviews in the past internet, because we didn't have...
like Twitter?
as many filters. Like, well, no, I wrote a blog and now everyone reads this because that's the only blog that's there.
Right.
Oh, God, it was... Oh.
But other people had nicer things to say. They said... I mean, I guess just like less creepy things to say. The Guardian said, the most thought-provoking line of recent memory.
Mm.
This one line. And then the website that I've never heard of, Bland Is Out There, said that it's the most clever, self-confident couplet to hit the radio in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds
honestly,
right.
I agree with it.
I like that she describes her breasts as humble, too.
I know.
Sort of just like...
It's like so sweet.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, they're little, but they're good.
It's like, they're still great, but they don't... They're not showy.
I want to see, like, a rapper do this about his dick. I really do.
Oh, there's got to be someone who's made a rap about a small dick.
But like a big, like A-list
person?
No,
not a small dick, but like a...
A humble dick.
Regular, middle-of-the-road penis.
So you don't confuse it with like rope.
Is that what humble is about?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Actually, no, humble means she would have never brought it up to begin with.
Yeah, that's so
true.
She's like, I'm very fucking humble, bro. Okay, you guys ready for the next line?
Yes.
I will say... It gets kind of weird. Can't strong words like my mama to run for cover when I need it. I missed her eyes that for no other. The day you leave will cry a river. She definitely gets like the most like
cry.
It's really hard to understand.
Yes, but it gets really real.
It
I
want to
hear her sing this live.
She said, lucky I have strong legs like my mother to run for cover when I need it.
Where?
What?
Why?
Why? Yeah, that's
like,
the...
who's this dude? Why do you need to run for cover?
But also, is it your mother that's lived through a difficult time? Oh man, her mother's
Did
probably
she
seen
ran?
Wars. She probably had to run.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and she's like,
Shakira, my daughter, you have my legs. Don't worry.
You run like me. I just don't know what place this has in this love song.
Yes, it does feel very out of tone for what's going on here.
It's
is,
crazy.
Is it about? No.
It's literally just saying, like, every time she's mentioning a feature, it's to say that, like, lucky for us in love. It's not mm-hmm. like, lucky for me, should shit get sour, I can run away from you.
Maybe it just sounds so intense now, but it was just supposed to be, like, to, you know, if I ever do, if this ever does become a thing where it's like, we're not in love anymore, then I can run away. I don't know.
Or I think it's because if we're ever in danger, don't worry, dog. I can run.
Could she carry
for
him?
Cover.
Though?
Probably can. Probably can.
Maybe, dude.
Probably can.
She's
I think that's
ripped.
The point she's trying to make. She's like, homie, don't fret. I got us. My breasts won't get in the way.
Sit in my arms between my mountains.
I got strong legs.
Yo, actually, now you put it that way, I'm like, yeah, this, she's low key like, listen, I got the legs, I got the lack of boobs, you're mm-hmm. safe here.
Look, I'm a utilitarian kind of woman.
But then the next line confuses the shit out of me. I think maybe this is like a translation thing. And these two eyes that for no other, the day you leave will cry a river. She kind of inverted the entire
That's why
right
she
there.
Sort of mumbled her way
yeah,
through it.
Yeah, she was like,
this feels like...
I think that was like 100, like a day's worth of like takes. And she's like, you know what? I'm done. We're not going to get that one.
This is as good as it's getting. Let's do the Spanish version. Yeah, I don't know, man. Again, it's like, she just made it super sad for no reason. She's
the
like, the day,
no
she doesn't
other.
Say if we break up. She says, the day you leave will. So she's like saying, we're going to break up and I will cry
forever.
Harder for you than anyone else.
Wow.
Like, what like a realist take on relationships.
It's such a weird... take to put at the end of one line just to go back to I'm at your feet.
Well, and it's also kind of the last like real substance lyrically in the song because from here on out, I mean, I have a few more clips, but it's like three choruses that kind of just repeat each other.
Also, that river line doesn't rhyme with anything.
Other.
River?
Listen, it's a slant rhyme. Yeah, all right.
It's where she's where more. It's her accent that she's definitely relying on.
She's like river, another. Yeah.
Okay. Those usually don't rhyme.
I'll let it go.
For Shakira, she can have it.
I wonder if it rhymes better in Spanish, even.
We can find out.
We'll be right back. We're right back. They do
same
rhyme.
Line. It's also the same line.
Yeah.
She's saying the same thing. Like, it'll cry when you leave.
And it's a better rhyme.
It's a better rhyme.
Wow.
She knows what she's doing.
She's like, crushing it.
Look, the English version's going to be fun, but the Spanish version's where you need to live.
We're getting those Latin Grammys.
And then she says, this time at the pre-chorus, at your feet, I'm at your feet.
I'm at your feet.
She repeats it twice this time, and I'm like, yo, foot fetish theory going strong.
Wait, does she say at your feet, I'm at your feet?
Mm-hmm.
That confirms your theory that not only, if it's all one sentence, like at your feet, I'm at your feet, then it's like at your feet, I am at your service.
Oh, I think it is, dude. I think she's saying like, yo, let's do some kinky shit.
I think what happened was, I think this time I'm going to say that thing twice.
She was like, let's mix it up. I
just
want
to do it twice. I don't know what it means.
Well, yeah. We just got past the river line. It's fine. Let me have some fun with this.
Let me do this part this way.
No one's going to do like a podcast looking into it. It's fine.
I'll just yell at your feet twice so they don't know what's happening after the mess up with the rhyme.
The rhyme.
Yeah, we'll hide it.
I think I found it. Twice.
So good.
Sounds like atrophy.
Ooh.
It does.
Maybe
I actually
she
thought
is.
It was atrophy.
Her muscles are weakening, but she's still at...
I'm at your feet.
Yeah, because she collapsed.
Yes.
Because her muscles gave out. She ran too far, and she climbed the Andes, and she's like, yo, pick me up, bro.
My legs not as strong as she said they were.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I cut out the chorus because it's the same, and then we go to the bridge. Oh, yeah. Say what?
That.
Tell me one more time that you'll live lost in my eyes.
Oh, that violin.
The best part.
It like bounces back and forth. It's so good.
Can we also talk about how many genres and like ethnicities of music she's mixing? Because like that pan flute is like Middle Eastern. And then like this rhythm...
Pan
is
flutes
South
are also Peruvian.
Well, what I read, and granted, I read on the internet, this is an Andean pan flute, which is,
Andes.
I mean, that makes sense, right? But the internet said she did it in tribute to her Lebanese heritage.
That's also...
People are full shit on the internet?
Don't fact check the internet.
Yeah. Don't fact check us.
Fair enough. But
don't fact check us, don't fact check the internet, and you're good.
Never fact check anything, and you'll be a happier person, honestly.
<It's true. laughs>
So yeah, maybe it's not as multicultural as I thought it was, but that was the critique she got apparently from a lot of like big reviewers were like, this is a cacophony of different things.
No, it's the instrumentation on this song is so good.
Yeah.
I agree. It's iconic.
I don't think anyone should read music reviews from the past. It's very dangerous.
Definitely not. Or the future.
Maybe you're right.
They think metaphors just fall from the sky and just crash onto the ground. It's not. They just like, it's like, I can't.
And they all had to mention the material made for people's pants.
Like that was weird. Review. The synthetic fabric. Well, why was it so
fancy?
I think what happened to that last reviewer was someone was like, you know, she's part Lebanese. And he's like, well, that must explain the pan flute.
Someone walking by the cubicle is like, oh, from Lebanon. It's like... There it is.
Yeah.
Missing piece.
Yeah.
I also just love the like guitar in the back. It's just very hollow and it feels like a toy guitar.
I don't think that's a guitar. Are you referring to the instrument in the beginning? This thing?
I don't even know how to make the sound.
I don't know what that is.
I'm
not confident it's a guitar.
My favorite thing about that era since I was 19 at this time, is that a lot of people would like at the time, people make fun of pop music, especially like Shakira and Britney Spears, and they would then their other reference point of good music would be something like, I don't know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's so true.
And you're like, okay, you need to calm down, take two steps back.
Back up, dude.
It is sort of fun that as a culture, I do think we've come around to being like, no, okay, pop music is pretty good. And then Red Hot Chili Peppers were like, no, let's leave that.
There was a huge shift in culturally what we thought was cool.
Yeah.
And definitely, like, boy bands were the associated thing with pop music.
Well, it happens with pop music all the time. Like, once you step away from it and all the snobs get a chance to be like, oh, actually, I did like it that whole time. I loved every second. I loved every word. Sum 41 was my favorite band and I kept it a secret.
Do you think that's true now, too? Do you think that there's music that we look down on now that'll be really cool in 10 years?
People are looking down hard on Demi Lovato like she isn't...
I don't know anyone that does that.
I look down on her just because I gotta be the bigger one. So I need her to fail.
I
like Demi Lovato. I have no shame in saying it.
I love Demi Lovato.
Couldn't name one of
her songs. She's got the range, dude. Well, I mean, relatively. But she can sing, like, that song Skyscraper is a good song. Or that Stone Cold song.
Did she do that Heart Attack song?
Stone Cold. Yeah.
Okay.
I can name.
Sorry, Not Sorry.
That's such a good song.
Her newest
song?
Hit, I think.
She actually does have a song called Sorry Not Sorry, but also she's not even the first musician to have that song title. Naya Rivera had a song called Sorry
from
Not
Glee?
Sorry. Yes. I told you that I have this carnal knowledge.
I love that you're proving it right now.
Naya Rivera had one song that came with a music video that actually had naked people in it on YouTube.
What?
Nice.
She did it before Robin Thicke?
Well, I don't, because he blurred
no
them
one
out.
Did it
they were
Robin
nude in her, because it's only on YouTube.
They
I don't
were
think,
nude in his on some versions.
I didn't really pay that much attention to Robin Thicke.
As
I
you
said,
should
I
not
only
have.
Focus on female pop singers.
I trust Miel as the resident pervert.
Oh, no, yeah, I watched it. I'm sad to say. I didn't know at the time what I was doing, in my defense. I didn't know how gross he was. I didn't really think about the song. I just was like, whoa, I like Marvin Gaye. It's kind of
like,
oh,
it's pretty bouncy.
I mean, the boobs were really good. And I don't feel that's bad to say because they were paid models. But...
Humble or more like mountains?
Those are the types you confuse with mountains.
Those are definitely mountains.
Those are the mountain types. Mm. But don't watch it because now I feel gross about it.
Look up the pictures if you really want to see.
Well, yeah, you know, or just watch normal porn like a regular person. It's fine. You hear that time? She went up there.
You got me. I love it.
Isn't that beautiful?
I love her key changes because they're not easy.
Oh, with her voice, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she jumped up.
Do Shakira fans have like a group name for them?
We should make one up right now.
This was before.
Oh, before?
I think this was definitely
so unfair.
I'd probably be like
Shackheads, Shack Nation,
Shack Nation. That sounds like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Work.
No, no one will confuse
Shakirs.
Shakirs.
I feel like
that's just her name.
That might be a derogatory term in another language. I just feel like it might be. I don't.
Shakir Army. I mean,
Shakira.
Like, can we just make it one word?
Shakarmi.
There's horses in this. She mentions, like, I think mountain.
Yeah.
There has to be.
Her little mountains.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can be little mountains.
Okay, little mountains are her. It's like Gaga has little monsters. Shakira has little mountains.
Yeah, and they're not boobs.
They're breasts.
No, they're breasts.
Yeah, each little mountain calls themselves a breast. And when you call yourself a breast, that's like saying, I'm a Shakira fan.
You're the breast heads, bro. And you also raise awareness for breast cancer research.
So next time you're out in public, just scream out, little mountains, roll up. And then
I'm going to play this now.
Okay. Yes,
oh, the pan flutes, dude.
It's like a Rusted Root song.
Oh.
I really want to, like, throw something into a fire there.
I think the pan flute is my favorite instrument.
Wow.
I want there to be a fire on, and I grab, like, some sort of, like, fur from the ground and throw it over my shoulder and sit in front of the fire.
Oh, yes. But, like, it also needs to be, like,
yes.
You know, that'd be, like, the fire wisps into the air. Yeah, I don't know. I love that she went up there. I love that she says, there's nothing left to fear. I want to know what there had been there to fear.
Yeah, I didn't...
Maybe what she was running for cover from.
I think that's her talking to the guy.
Okay, she's like, don't
there's
be afraid.
There's nothing left to fear.
As you can tell from everything I've said in this song, I'm the chillest woman in the world.
Yes.
We can play it by ear.
Whenever,
that's
wherever.
The deal.
It literally, wherever.
I'll come to you. I'll laugh about long distance relationships. Ha ha.
Look, honestly, whatever you want to do, just text me back.
But whenever, though.
Whenever, though.
Yeah,
4 years
rush.
From now, it's honestly not a problem.
It doesn't bother me that you're taking more than 24 hours to respond.
I will be here.
I'll be here.
I do like that the last line of the song is, if you really feel the way I feel. Just, like, casting doubt on the entire scenario.
Well, what if, yeah, what if he was faking it? Mm-hmm. Like, what if he was just like, yo, I just kind of wanted to sleep together.
And it's a good...
Like, no.
I love the idea that she didn't get a response back from a text, and she just sent this whole entire song.
I'd be like this.
I don't know if I'd be, like, impressed or creeped out.
Especially back then, I'd be impressed. It's T9 technology was only available. So she's hitting the same buttons.
And she's like, sending the notations for the music, too.
Like, unless she got a sidekick, which just came out that year, so I don't know.
Dude, was Newgrounds around back then? That's pre-Newgrounds, right?
Ooh.
Like,
no,
if
I think
she
would upload
a video, like, it would have been, like,
this was
hard.
T9 just came out. I feel, because this is also the first year I got my, this is the first year I got a cell phone was 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big year for a cell phone.
No sidekicks were available. I just couldn't afford one.
I think I had one. I don't remember.
You know what? You don't need to, put in my, I get it.
It's fine.
I got the free Samsung flip phone. It's so weird.
Was it the one that made a noise when you closed it?
Didn't they all?
No, some had, like, soft, like, little, like, rubbery things on them, so they, like, didn't clap in the way that, like, the Razor did, you know?
Mine had rubber, and it was one of the first phones that did vibrate.
Oh, my God, you were there.
Big feature.
You were there.
I don't remember that.
Changed the world.
I don't remember the phone before it vibrated. Oh, God, I've forgotten everything.
Wait, no, I actually don't think my phone was the first to vibrate. It did something else, and I can't remember now. That was the first, and I don't know. Because it's been 17 years.
I do appreciate you bringing us back to, like, the date in technology terms. It's like, okay, so let's think. If she wanted to text this to somebody...
She'd have to do T9.
The second you said sidekick, I was like, I'm at the mall.
Oh, yeah. Back when you had to buy phones at the mall.
And it was actually I had a singular phone.
Ooh, singular
wireless stuff. You ever...
I forgot about singular wireless.
Yes, with the little orange guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Oh,
he
you guys
was remember everywhere.
Rugrats? Oh.
Demi keeps trying to convince me Rugrats is like 30 years old, and I keep believing him.
It just came out in 89, 90.
That's what I said. I was like, yeah, okay, right? And he's like,
it's almost 30 years old.
The problem is, I was like, I'm going to pick a big number. And then I said 30, and it's a little too close to the truth. And I was like, well, fuck.
I know,
it is almost 30. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I feel like I watched that my whole life. Like, it's been on.
I am older than 30, so I remember the premiere of the
show. Do you?
So.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You
he was there. Okay. He walked the red carpet.
I understand, like, I'll give it to you that you're older than us, but there's no way that you remember the first episode of Rugrats.
I remember the first episode of SpongeBob.
Yeah, Nickelodeon is a very big deal, and when you're watching Nickelodeon, there's a big hype up to all the new shows.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember, like, sitting down and, like, Rugrats is coming on, and it's a new thing that'll be on, and you've got to watch it.
And you were,
I can't remember
seven?
The deal.
You have, like, a calendar, and you're like, well, every Tuesday is Rugrats
I was
Rugrats
born
now.
In 81, and it came out in 89, 90.
I'd have to fact check it.
And we won't.
And we refuse to.
I was definitely of the age of somebody who...
Remembers it.
It was, yeah.
You had object
I also
permanence.
Remember Tiny Toons premiering, Animaniacs premiering.
What?
Tiny Toons actually had a actually had a primetime premiere for its first episode.
Wait, what? Really?
It got an 8 o'clock slot for the very first, for the pilot.
On WB?
No, it was on Fox, I think.
It was on Fox?
I'm trying to remember what it was on, but I think it was Fox.
I'm just like, okay, yes, it's crazy you remember first episodes of things I only remember kind of historically, but what really is blowing my mind is that you remember things this well that are so minute from when you were like 12.
I can tell you things like that Shakira is a Spanish Alanis Morissette.
But that's like a specific niche. It's like, okay, I know a lot about like pop facts, but like this is a Nickelodeon premiere in 1989.
I learned English by watching television. So,
so you like TV facts you've got covered.
Here I am. Well, also don't fact check.
Don't fact check that. Rugrats could have been 95 for all we know, honestly.
I hope some of our students are like, yo, Rugrats was yesterday. What are you guys doing?
I don't know, man. Like, I do remember Secret Life of Alex Mack showing up.
That was fantastic.
That was
that
a big
was
game changer.
After Rugrats.
Oh, way after Rugrats. But that was in the nighttime block for Nick. Mm-hmm. This is probably not interesting to anyone that didn't live this. Are you guys, like, do you have anything else you want to say about the song before I play you my punch-up?
Hey, the song speaks for itself.
I think it does.
It's,
this is, like, an easy one.
I want to listen to that punch-up, though.
So, Miel made this one, and she has been telling me that I'm going to hate this.
I strongly believe Demi will hate it. I tried to do my best Shakira impression, so hopefully the lyrics are intelligible. If they aren't, I can tell you what I said. But basically, I loved this idea that whoever she's dating might mix up her boobs with a mountain. And I was like, what else on her body might they mix up?
Yes.
So I wrote that song.
You don't confuse it with creamed corn. Lucky I have bones in both my elbows, so you don't confuse them with tapeworms. Lucky that my armpits aren't too deep, so you don't confuse them with bat caves. Lucky that my navel doesn't have a tombstone, so you don't confuse it for a skin grave.
Skin grave?
Can't you see? I'm a human being. We're never, forever, we're meant to be together. I'll be there and have no fear. These are my nails, not spears. Girl, girl, you'll never have to wonder. I'll be here and you'll be weird. Like, what's your damn idea?
Woo!
I did a second verse.
Oh, yes. Good, good.
Thank God.
Lucky that my lips don't age and crumble, so you can confuse them with fountains. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with the mountains. Lucky that my eyes are wet and move, so you don't confuse them with marbles. Lucky that my legs can dance and groove, so you don't confuse them with snakes.
It's a perfect song.
It truly is.
Did you understand that I said my butt looked like cream corn?
Yes.
It's not funny. It doesn't
what was
make
that
sense.
Nails, not spears. Oh my God.
Nails,
was...
not spears. I mean, he might. It's... He might be like, oh no, those are knives. And
might
she's like, they're
be
just my fingernails.
Edward Scissorhands type deal.
There's a lot of things he might think it was, you know?
It's true.
Maybe your belly button's a tiny, shallow grave.
Oh man. I love the fact that he just does, he can't tell the difference between things. And then, no.
You just gotta keep going through.
He's like, now that you know, there's nothing to fear.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And that's the deal, my
dear.
The
deal is, these are my eyeballs, not marbles.
These are, yeah.
Stop trying to play with my eyeballs.
I mean, he might. The guy that's like, oh no, I'm so sorry, that's your boob. I thought it was a mountain. So glad you clarified.
I didn't want to wake you. I was going to go for a morning hike.
I'm sorry I put the whole bike on you like that.
The whole bike. Just tread marks right across your nips. You're like, this caused me severe pain, and you didn't stop even when I was screaming. And he's like, yeah, because I thought they were mountains. And I was like, the wind's really loud up here.
I wrote you this song, so anytime you get confused by any of my body parts, you can refer to it.
I know. Like, I especially feel like after that fucking bullshit I just made, ending it with the fucking... It's like, I don't deserve this.
It's so funny that she says so you don't confuse them with mountains, but the entire song seems like it's recorded in like some village on top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's great.
That's why he looked at
them. I think
they
were surrounded with mountains at the time. You're like, mountains.
Yeah, those
for
are
reference,
those.
This is that, not these.
But shout out to not round titties, though, because I'm like, yo, we need representation. Boobs aren't round.
You say to not round titties?
Yeah, no boobs are round. It's very rare to find like a perfectly round boob. That is a rarity.
Only if you define round as a perfect circle.
The way that they look in like a Victoria's Secret catalog, that's not really what boobs actually look like.
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever seen a pair, so maybe I'm breaking this to you.
When I see a woman, I'm only staring at her brains, so...
Okay.
I will give you snaps for
Thank
turning
you.
That one.
Thank you.
Tried to burn you.
I respect
myself.
Women.
Continue. Yeah, teardrops.
As
or,
a person that
mountains.
Doesn't respect women, I understand.
There are all kinds of shapes, and she's like, I got mountain-shaped boobs, is basically what she told us.
She said she doesn't have mountain shape. Oh, well, no, wait.
See?
Okay.
Yep, read a little more. And there it is.
Got
it. He's on board.
I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's all we have to say.
Yeah.
I feel like, Liz Solomon, you got some.
I know.
You got any more facts? You want to
do it? Do I have another Shakira fact? Do I have a little bit of, t- do I have? No. I can't. I had no.
I appreciate you tried, though.
I'll walk out, and then I'll think of something.
Just send us, like, a voice memo. Just like, hey, I was just thinking of this.
We'll just plug it in and post. So then I guess that takes us to Unpunchable James.
Unpunchable.
We don't really have a theme song for this.
Sure
yet.
Don't.
We need one.
By the last episode of this podcast, we'll get a theme song.
Yeah. Episode 172. We'll be like, now we fucking got it, bro.
We figured it out.
Here you go.
Demi?
Hi.
What's your Unpunchable Jam?
Well, I have... So, like, in trying to finish stuff up this week, like, every day I'll just put on, like, a movie and try to put it on in the background while I do other things. And
Definitely most constructive way to work,
It's
sure.
worked for me in the past, but...
You can write while you're listening to people talk?
I'm not really... It's just, like, background noise. It's like going to a coffee shop, but I'm just like, oh, there are people around, so I have to work. So I put on noise, and I don't know. It's weird.
Sure.
But I decided to put on the Talking Heads concert film, Stop Making Sense.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't get anything done because I just wanted to watch it, even though it's like there's no story to follow. But I'm not going to punch. You know? I'm not going to plug that whole thing. So I'll just plug What a Day That Was, which is one song off of Stop Making Sense. And then also, just listen to the whole thing. It's such a good film.
You're unpunching a whole movie?
No, just the song What a Day It Was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
I don't know, but I bet it's good.
I don't
well,
know.
Well, you're listening to it right now at home.
Oh, wait. There it is. Oh, yeah. It sounds great.
And what about you, Solomon?
Oh, I was thinking about this on the way here. And I was really concerned about picking something that was dumb.
Don't be. There is no dumbness
I know.
Here.
I
did you hear the song I just made? You literally can't be dumb.
this one is because I have a lot of songs that I think are unpunchable, but this one is probably the most recent. This is the most recent addition to that list, and that is NERD's "Lemon."
Yes,
because Rihanna's verse is heaven sent, and I'm not gonna even try to copy it.
It's playing right now.
Is it playing right now?
It's playing right now.
Okay.
It's so good.
Oh.
I don't know it.
That's great.
I feel embarrassed. I don't know it.
You should.
Any Pharrell produced song is generally like a banger, but this one just feels like very energetic.
This one feels like it's gonna be perfect forever.
Really? Did it just come out?
Yeah. Like a month ago?
Oh, okay. I don't know anything new. That's why I don't know. I was like, oh, okay. I feel like I'm familiar enough.
But if you
just
want to
got
see...
a phone that makes sound when it closes.
The music video is amazing.
There's a music video?
It starts off with Rihanna shaving this woman's head, and that lady becomes a dancer for the rest of the video with a bald head. And it is. Oh.
Gonna go ahead and write this down. Yeah. Because that sounds like something I would like.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I got an education.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much. I've learned so many things from you. You've definitely been the most fountain, to quote Shakira, of information.
I don't confuse me for a fountain.
I won't, because you got lips. Mine has nothing to do with anything. It just came in on my Spotify this week when I was driving, and I started crying, and I realized I think I cry every single time I listen to the song.
Oh.
And it's such a good song. It's Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, my God. I love that song.
I know. It's so old now, and it's still so good.
My my ninth grade teacher made us listen to the song as a class.
What?
Write how it made us feel.
Was she going through a divorce?
Oh, she was probably going through more than... probably her second divorce at
this
time.
She might have also just bought a fast car.
That's so crazy to make her kids go through that with her.
No, we just listened to Fast Car. And then
wrote down how it made you feel?
It was a free writing exercise.
Was it in a free writing class?
No. This is a regular English class.
It was like math. She's like, hey, guys, so just write it down, and then I'm going to read mine. And you guys just tell me if it sounds logical or if, like, I'm being unfair. If it sounds like he's the one that's at fault, just let me know.
And it's okay if you cry during this song. It's perfectly fine if you do it.
You can't not, though. Like, I get why she would do that, and that's probably the shit I would pull as a teacher, to be honest, because, like... It's a powerful song.
It's a great song.
Everyone can relate to it. Mm. Unless, I guess, like, you were raised really rich, in which case you probably
Or if
can.
You walk everywhere.
I have so many songs sample it now, and I'm just like, yo, I hope that you guys know, hearing this for the first time, the greatness that is the OG. Because that is worth a listen. It's worth many listens. I'm not going to cry. It's fine. And that's it. That's all I had to say.
That's a good song.
It's a good song.
It's
truly unpunchable. Yeah.
It's unpunchable. And
also, because it would take you forever.
Can you imagine?
It's really long.
You got a NASCAR.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Solomon, what do you want to plug, man? You got anything you want to shout out?
I guess I should. I go to my website. That's where I keep all my show dates, SolomonGiorgio.com. I just got my own site back.
Hell yeah,
I
from?
I had to be the Solomon Giorgio for who the last couple fighting? Of
someone
years.
Park on that website?
And yeah, and then I just got it back.
Dude.
Today.
Do you know who it was? Congrats.
It was like a Japanese company that owned it and just had, and there it was pretty much just holding it to make me pay more.
Rude.
And I was actually considering paying too much.
And then you didn't have
it
to?
It just showed up today. And I was like,
wait, today?
Today.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
I'm so proud we could be here on this celebratory occasion.
I haven't transferred everything yet. So hopefully by the time everybody's listening to this, it's been done.
And you just had an album, right?
Yes, Homo Negro Superior.
Wow.
And Comedy Central Records, which is on all digital options. There's no physical copies because we're in the future now. So.
I listened to it before we came here. I loved the bit about brunch.
Oh, well, I agree. I broke up with him. So.
So brunch was the breaking point. I mean, I get it. Brunch is bullshit, but you gotta listen to this record to find out why. And then you're on Twitter at Solomon Giorgio.
Yep, Solomon Giorgio all across the board again.
Oh, that's smart. It's good branding. Happy. Demi, where can we find you?
I'm at Electro Lemon.
Why?
I don't know. Just sort of woke up one day and was like,
"Ugh, it's taken me."
Yeah.
And then I'm Miel, and we are Punch of the Jam.
Yeah, on everything.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, and you know what? If you want to write us an iTunes review, that'd be super tight.
I feel like that's it. I'm gonna do one.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Yeah.
And then, if you listen closely, we got a little special something.
Do we?
You made it, so I think you know.
Oh, well, we're just leaving. This is just how we.
But it's a new song.
This was on last week's episode.
Well, it's an almost new song.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.